So I hope you're staying with this and managing to connect with this in some way. Because the next element, the fifth element, is, of course, the element of space. Space being the great container of all things. Everything's in space. All this incredible diversity, all these amazing formations of earth, water, fire, and wind. Every single thing, even movement, takes up its place in space. Each of us is occupying space. This room, these seats and these walls all fit perfectly into their own specially shaped spaces. Each one of our in-breaths and our out-breaths is making a unique, unrepeatable shape in space. When we consider the whole of London, the whole of Britain, the whole planet, the sun and the moon, and the whole galaxy of forms, the stars, the whole universe, we see for a moment just how incredibly accommodating the space is in which everything is moving around. And it's more than just vast, right? Space is boundless. It's beyond all measure. There's no end to it. And that's such an extraordinary thought. It'd be an even more extraordinary reality to comprehend, if we could really comprehend it. But we can't actually comprehend anything infinite or boundless. All we can comprehend is the idea of boundlessness, and that's amazing enough. To really comprehend boundlessness, we'd have to be boundless ourselves, I think. We'd have to become completely enlightened. And of course, as we know, we can in fact do that. Anyway, I'm not going to that right now.